Good morning and welcome. I encourage you to turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 10. I'd like to share a story as we begin here. We're beginning a new series which is simply entitled God's Word, and the subtitle Messages on Using the Bible. I entitled this message, Hear God's Word for Faith. The abacus is the Chinese device made of beads that's used to solve mathematical problems. The world champion, Aigo Kimura, can add 15 12-digit numbers in 20 seconds and can perform 30 multiplications, each with a 12-digit number times a 6-digit one, in fewer than 4 minutes. 30 comparable long division problems take him 3 minutes. His speed is amazing. It's even more incredible when you consider that his work on the abacus takes place faster than human fingers can flick at speeds. How does he do it? He practices 2 hours every day and has done so for years. As a result of this daily effort, he can now see the abacus when he closes his eyes. So he does not use an abacus when he is in competition. He simply pictures it in his mind. If we would spend time reading the Bible every day, the Word of God would soon sink into our beings. The mind of God would begin to make itself known to us in our daily action, ever before us, helping us to conform to His image. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, the Apostle commands us to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you want to grow spiritually? Isaiah wrote, "Search from the book of the Lord and read." That's Isaiah 34 and verse 16, the first part of it. At this point, let me digress for a moment to share something useful for spiritual growth as Christians. A practice of effective believers in Christian history is maintaining a spiritual journal. Well, what is a spiritual journal? It's a notebook, either a physical notebook or a digital one. Bible study apps today usually have a journal feature where you can record what the Holy Spirit teaches you daily. He is your teacher, dwelling within you. Jesus told us that. Your spiritual journal will help you remember the lessons and insights which He teaches you each day and apply them. Many sincere Christians have never discovered how to grow spiritually. The problem isn't dedication, but retention. So a spiritual journal will help committed believers in remembering and applying what they learn. Your spiritual journal is designed to be a companion to your Bible. It encourages you to record your quiet time insights, prayer requests, sermon notes, scripture memory verses, witnessing contacts. 3 main sections of a spiritual journal are prayer, quiet time, and sermon notes. Both your thoughts and actions will be affected as you grow in your personal knowledge of Jesus. Psalm 119 in verse 59 says, I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. So, how do you use your spiritual journal? Well, let me just give you one outline. This doesn't have to be the way it is, but this is just one outline for you to begin with. Write it down. Just take a moment. Remember to keep your journal with you or nearby. If you have it in digital form, well then you would have the journal right there in your Bible app. First of all, you receive a spiritual insight from your daily devotional reading during a time of prayer or Bible study, through a sermon or scripture memory verse. Second, you record the insight in your spiritual journal. And then third, you meditate on that insight throughout the week. And then fourth, you apply the new insight to your daily life. And then fifth, you share that insight with others so that they can benefit from it as well. Learning to internalize God's Word is the beginning place for personal spiritual growth. Think of your Bible as a sword in your hand. Does it matter how sharp your sword is if you don't know how to use it? The object of this series of messages is to help you to learn to hold your spiritual sword tightly and to use it skillfully under the Holy Spirit's power. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 gives this imagery. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit. Piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Our main text, Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, tells us, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we want to hear God's word for faith. We hear God's word for faith. Psychologists will tell us that after about 72 hours, we will normally remember only about 10% of what we hear. Only about 30% of what we read. Only about 50% of what we hear and read. But about 90% of what we hear and read and do. So, how do we hear God's word for faith? Well, let me share with you three practices that will help you in this. First, honor Scripture as the very words of God. Honor God's word like those of Ezra and Nehemiah's day. Look at Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 through 9. Now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gates. And they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women who all could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. Then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday, before the men and women and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. So Ezra the scribe stood on a platform of wood which they had made for the purpose, and beside him at his right hand stood Mattathiah, Shema, Ananiah, Urijah, Hilkiah, and Maaseiah, and at his left hand, Pedaiah, Mishael, Malchijah, Hashem, Hashbadana, Zechariah, and Meshullam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And then all the people answered, Amen, Amen, while lifting up their hands. And they bowed their head and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Also, Jeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shebathah, Hodijah, Maaseiah, Kelita, Azariah, Jozabad, Hanan, Peliah, and the Levites helped the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read distinctly from the book in the law of God, and they gave the sense and helped them to understand the meaning. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. We need to develop a holy reverence for the Bible. It's God's very words for us to hear, for us to take into our lives, to grow our faith. So we need to honor Scripture as the very words of God. Second, approach Scripture with a prepared heart. Prepared hearts are essential for hearing and obeying God's Word. And why is that, you ask? Well, God gives His best pearls to those who treasure them. Because we know from Matthew chapter 7 and verse 6, not to give them to those who won't appreciate them. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before a swine, lest they trample them under your feet and turn and tear you in pieces. So be attentive for what you'll hear from the Bible. And third, receive Scripture by good listening habits. Receive Scripture by good listening habits. And here's how you do it. Well, first of all, listen in faith, expecting a blessing. Mark chapter 4, verse 24. And then he said to them, Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. So listen in faith, expecting a blessing. Second, listen to Jesus with spiritual ears. John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. So listen in. So expect a blessing. Listen to Jesus with spiritual ears, then listen with a will to obey. John 15:10. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. So we need to listen in faith, expecting a blessing. Listen to Jesus with spiritual ears. Listen with a will to obey. And then fourth, listen with the intention of teaching others. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2. And when I was in seminary, this verse was carved into one of the gates from the streets onto the campus proper of Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary in Wake Forest, North Carolina. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2. It was inscribed there, and it says this. And I say, listen with the intention of teaching others. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So we hear God's word for our faith and to learn, and then we share it with others, and they in turn share it with others. And it continues. Become a good listener of God's word. Do you want to grow spiritually? Will you make a personal commitment to grow? And let me ask you, will you do it today? The transformation that must occur in your life is a moving away from responding to circumstances with your natural thinking to responding according to the truth of God's Word. That's application. No longer applying, no longer operating according to the natural way of thinking, but beginning to apply the truth of God's Word in obedience. James chapter 1, verse 21, down to verse 25 tells us, therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. There's a restaurant in Miami that we used to go to, Joanne and I with our family, we used to go there frequently, and the restaurant was called Zachley's. Cooked exactly like Mama's. When you went in the door, there was a mirror. And let me tell you something about that mirror. It was a full-length mirror, and when you stood in front of it and looked into it, it made you look thin, regardless of your size and your weight. It made you look thin. Clever strategy, but not for spiritual growth. Look at verse 22, again, James. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. The mirror deceived you so that you would feel freer to just eat. There are many people who say, well, I just speak or do what's on my heart. Well, Jeremiah tells us that that's dangerous. In Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 9, it says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Some unbelievers wrongly think they're saved. But you know what? Jesus says to them, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers, or you who practice lawlessness. Matthew chapter 7, verses 22 and 23. Some Christians, those are unbelievers, some Christians wrongly think they're mature. But in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 17, Jesus said to them, because you say I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Listen, Jesus is calling you to get more than a quick glance in the mirror of God's Word. Otherwise, it's like the person who acts like he is listening, but it's really just going in one ear and out the other. Mirrors actually have a twofold purpose. To see ourselves and to help us make ourselves clean and neat. So we have two responsibilities when confronted with truth. Receive the Word of God. Verse 21. Therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted Word which is able to save your souls. It's humility versus pride. God's Word has power for salvation. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. God's Word also has power not only to save lives, it has power to change lives. James chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. This is an example of a controlled life, implanted. When you're confronted with the truth of Scripture, allow it to take root in your heart. So receive the Word of God, and then practice the Word of God. Verses 22 down to verse 25. But be doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Someone wrote, too many Christians mark their Bibles, but their Bibles never mark them. Sadly, many think that hearing is the same as doing. There's a sticker that I once saw on a vehicle. In fact, it's on a lot of trucks. And it says, things in a mirror may be closer than they appear. You may be more sinful than you realize. When you're confronted with the truth of God's Word, listen, seek to apply it in your life. Would you make a commitment to do that? And would you make that commitment today? Let's pray. Father, thank you for your Word. Thank you for the truth that you call us to hear your Word, and you call us to receive it, and you call us to allow it to be implanted in our lives that we may be doers, applying that truth, that our lives may be changed for your kingdom, for your work. And Father, I just pray that everyone listening to, watching, hearing this message, they would take it to heart and take the message to application. Hear God's Word for faith. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And you have a great day.